joined by a guy who had a knack for making big plays a year ago, Khalif Raymond, joining us just outside Lions practice. Khalif, we're all excited with the new special teams rule. I know you guys are out there practicing some of that stuff. What do you make of the new kick return and the impact that you guys that you think you could have on that play specifically?
Man, I think it's a really good opportunity, especially for a lot of guys. I think they've kind of put that emphasis and that side of the game back into football and kind of made it a big deal because you kind of have to field it now. So I think it's a really good opportunity. And like I said, I think we have a lot of trust and respect for Phipp. And I think we're gonna trust his word, his wisdom, and his experience, and I'm sure he'll get us into the right spot. So
it's unique because this is the first time anybody's going to get a chance to see this. We've seen it in a couple of other leagues, but in the NFL, it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to obviously be faster, quicker. How creative can you guys, without giving away anything, is it a play that you guys kind of feel like, hey, we are setting the standard for how this will be seen and played moving forward?
I think it's still relatively new because there's still a lot of stuff like we kind of have to figure out on our own and how it's going to translate to this league. So I think we're still kind of experimenting with it. And, you know, once it comes out there and as the reps kind of continue, you'll be like, you know what, here's how we can actually use this in a game. But right now, man, you kind of just trust in as much film, as much tape, and as practice as you can without, you know, getting live reps.
You mentioned the trust in Dave Phipp, and he's creative and he's going to find different ways. How much is that, you know, for you guys to be able to say, hey, can we try this? Do you guys have input into it as well?
I think Phipp is one of those guys who, you know, he's not only is he a very experienced coach, but he's also a player's coach. He's going to listen, hey, this works better for us. And I remember we had a rep the other day, and I was just asking some of the guys, like, hey, if I do too much of this, is that bad for you? And that's just good communication from back and forth. And Phipp's going to take heed to that because he's going to put us in the best position we can be in. So I think he's attentive, but I also think, like I said, he knows what he's doing. So I'm going to trust the master with that one.
Well, and I think from the perspective of football fans, the kickoff can be a really exciting play, but it hasn't been for years. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those, all right, they go to commercial and then they kick the ball into the end zone and then the play's over. Now we got a chance to have an instant excitement play, and I think we're going to see a bunch of touchdowns this season. Is that kind of your expectation as teams acclimate, that that can be a play that becomes you know, six in a hurry?
I think it can be a big play at any moment. So I think what it does is it adds that phase of the game. It becomes an element in every phase of the game, from the beginning to the very, very end. I even think like those last 30 seconds in the game, it goes from not, you know, we're just trying to kick the ball off, maybe shoot for Hail Mary, to like there is a big play waiting to happen. So it adds a lot of emphasis in each area of the game.
You came in the league in 2016. This year will be your fourth year in Detroit, longer than you've ever spent. Mm-hmm. How nice has it been for you? What's the experience like being in one spot for this long?
Man, it's been great. You build a different level of camaraderie with your teammates and your brothers, but I think it starts from top down. I mean, to be in a place, an organization like this, I mean, it's it's nothing like I've ever experienced. To be top down, to be this cohesive, to build this much of a unit, to build this much of continuity, man, it's been a really great experience. So it's a pleasure to walk in the building every day and be able to enjoy that. So
if you could take us back to, you had kind of bounced around a little bit before coming here, 2021, you decide I'm going to be a Detroit Lion. What was your thought at the time? I mean, what were you thinking when you signed up to be here? Did you think it was going to go this way?
No. You have, in this league, especially, you know, my past happened to that point, any down, any play, any chance come out here, just like, it's a blessing. So, you know, I think at that point in time, I was like, look, man, I was on the cusp of, you know, I either got two more years in the league or I'm closer to out than I am in. So I think you just continue just to put your best foot forward. Make sure that the mistakes you made last year are the same mistakes you made this year. And if you can grow and get the opportunity again, make sure you're not the same person that you were before. So.
And it's a completely different organization.
Absolutely.
From the one that – now, obviously, Dan Campbell was here. Brad Holmes was here.
New,
but
though.
They didn't have – yeah, they were new. Yeah. And they were very unproven. Brad Holmes, first-time GM. Dan Campbell, first-time head coach.
Uh-huh.
How is it different now from when you first arrived in Allen Park?
You know what's crazy is the expectations have changed, I would say. But I would say the underlying foundation is what has got us to this point and where we are now, what we're striving for. Because you say when they came in, they're relatively new. But those guys also in themselves and in their field, they embody the grit that they're looking for. They embody the tenacity and determination. So they embody that themselves and expect that of them players. And I think though the expectations have changed, but the foundation of it all, what makes us who we are, hasn't changed at all.
We're talking to special teams ace and wide receiver Khalif Raymond. We've been talking about kick returns and special teams. The receiver room, no Josh Reynolds. Guy's got to step up.
Absolutely.
What have you seen from the room in total?
Man, maturity. And I think that's the biggest thing. Everybody's a little bit older, a little bit wiser, man. But the maturity has changed. And I think what happens is – when you have one guy who catches 202 passes after every practice, and you got the maturity and the growth from the room, now you have other guys out there catching practices right now, you know what I'm saying, just doing extra work. And it's going through everybody. So it's a lot more mature room. And I think with the mature room, there is another expectation of being detailed and being disciplined. And I think that comes with it. So it's been cool to see the growth in the room. So
we all hear about Amon-Ra St. Brown. You just referenced it, the 202 uh-huh. catches. What's your routine on a day like today where you're just – not in pads, but it's still practice. What's your routine?
I mean, you have your – I think somebody said the – I watched a Kobe Bryant video the other day, and he was like, the decision was made before you stepped on the field. Before anything happened, you had already signed the contract with yourself. So whatever those decisions are that you have to get done, that's what you got to go do. So if 202 passes is what I got to go catch, well, I've already made the sign that contract last week before camp started, but that I had to do it. So you just continue that rules without any fault. So, yeah.
Jameson Williams is already grabbing some attention. We'd love your insight on what you've seen from your teammate there. But Donovan Peoples-Jones, too, I think people uh-huh. are looking to see maybe he could have a big year this season, too. Just what have you seen from those two guys? Or if you want to single out anybody else that you've seen and go, boy, I can see something different with him.
Yeah, a lot of all of those guys. I think all those guys are striving for the same thing. Another guy I think kind of gets not forgotten, but Reese has been making some strides, too. So it's been really, really exciting to see his growth. Hard time. Mo Alexander, he's doing it. Like, when he gets the opportunity, he's locked in. But, dude, there's a lot of guys that's ready to step up and that are making plays and that care about it. It's hard. It's even out here. But, dude, I've had more questions asked about routes, details, splits, assignments than I've ever had. Because these guys, hey, what's next? What's next? What do you do? How do we get this right? So it's a lot of guys trying to step up in different areas.
We talked about Dave Phipp, who's special teams coordinator, Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator. Were you guys surprised when he said, I'm going to withdraw my name from these head coaching candidacies and come back as coordinator?
Dude, I think we're all kind of checking our phones to see like what's going to happen.
Where's it going?
Just because like that's in an outstanding mind. It's one of those guys. BJ is one of those guys, man. We're like, one, I know his work ethic because I'm like, dude, are you sleeping? Because he is working his tail off. But more importantly, man, between being creative, there isn't anything in the game that he probably hasn't looked at already and probably thought about three or four different ways of how to change it but make it look the same. So we're doing – I mean, we feel so less constricted in what we're able to do because he's just wide open with his ideas, man. So it's crazy to have a guy that's that creative yet so detailed on the details in the play. Like, there's so many details in the play that makes so much sense, but yet we're still able to be so creative. So you got a guy with all that ability and that work ethic. I'm not surprised with the things that happen on Sundays.
So you got to pick a side. And, and you just talked about Dave Phipp, Ben Johnson, and the excitement that the new kick return can be, the excitement that this offense can be. What excites you more, special teams or offense?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know what? I'm going to plead the fifth. Because they're both important. So,
no, I know. I don't mean level of importance.
You're good,
I'm
you're
just
good.
Talking about
what's
excitement.
More fun for you. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. Look, honestly, to go out there and just play ball. Because the reason I can say that, non-cliche, is I've had a lot of time to not be playing football. I've had a lot of times to be cut. So to be able to be out there, man, it's actually legitimately a blessing. So if you guys see, there's a blue fence right there. Mm-hmm. I started walking off of practice and thinking about what it would be like to drive on the other side of that blue fence and to look in. Yeah. And it kind of like my mom like this, like, wow, like I actually get to walk on this side of the field every day. And I think my biggest challenge this year is to continue to grow and to not ever let the tiniest bit of complacency or entitlement to let me step foot in this field and not take my special team or my receiver reps because I could be on the other side of the fence. Not saying it's a bad thing, but it's just a blessing to be able to walk on this field. So as I walk out this field today, I see cars driving by, people are honking and things like that, and I'm like, wow, to actually be here and see this is really, really cool. So I cherish those moments.
You come across as a really humble guy. You talk about, hey, it was closer to being out of the league than being in the league and understanding the opportunity in front of you. You had the injury at the end of last year. Everything, I assume, is good with the knee now.
It's been thanks to the training staff, we put a lot of work in, just a lot of preparation into this. And so much so that I'm still, like, the body's still callousing from how hard the training was this summer just to prepare for this. So, we're doing all right.
Good. You may have already answered this question a little bit about talking about which side of the fence you want to be on and what it would be like to be on the other side, but you were an undrafted guy. There's in every camp, there's going to be undrafted guys that are trying to make the team, whether it's the practice squad or the regular squad. What's some of the advice that you share with them about your journey?
Oh, man. First and foremost, man, this is the part I tell my siblings, because everybody, and even kids, are always like, football, football, football. And I'm like, man, stay in the classroom, because you actually get to the NFL and you'll forget how much studying actually goes into knowing what you can do. If you can study meticulously, you have access to everything that you did in college, all the routes, all the jukes, all everything that you've done. If you study, you know what you can do, you have access to that. But if you get out there and you don't know what to do, now everything that you can do is thought about, oh, crap, I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know to go left or right. So all the jukes, all the extra moves, everything that you've worked on, you no longer use anymore. So that's been the biggest thing for me is, like, look, guys, just spend 30 minutes a day extra of studying, because it allows you to be you when you get on the field, where if you don't know what you're doing, you're only a fraction of yourself. So
we're really excited. Yeah. We appreciate your time. This is a really cool check-in with you. And best of luck preseason, regular season, postseason, and more.
Yes, sir.
Khalif Raymond, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Right. Much love.
It's 97.1.